This year, Justin Timberlake made the brave and unusual decision to split his new album into two parts, which in fact makes them officially his third and fourth studio albums. The first part of the album, The 2020 Experience, was released on the 19th of March 2013 and sold over 1 million units. The album was number one in the US Billboard charts and sold extremely well around the world. The lead single, Suit and Tie, featured rapper Jay-Z. This year also performed at the Super Bowl final, which gave his profile a huge boost before the release of the first part of his record. It is also hard to believe that this is his first record release for over 7 years. He admitted that he felt a lot of trepidation about releasing not just one but two albums this year, especially after such a long layoff. There were two other singles from the album, Tunnel Vision and Mirrors. Tunnel Vision was banned by YouTube because it featured topless girls, but was later reinstated. The 2020 Experience. The 2020 Experience Part 2 has just been released and is his fourth studio album, even though it is actually Part 2 of his record. The 2020 Experience 2 debuted at number 1 on the Billboard album chart, with 350 units sold in its first week, making it a phenomenal success for the artist. He is the only artist this year who has sold more than 300,000 copies in a week for two different albums. That makes him the best-selling artist of the year, with 2.7 million copies sold of 2020. But then again, I think he is the only artist to release two records this year. The album was recorded last year in three studios, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, and in New York. Take Back the Night was released as the second album's first single in July, followed by another single, TKO, in September. The singles did not chart as well as the album. This may be due to the fact that fans prefer to buy the album than the singles. The album features 11 all-new tracks as well as a special surprise from Justin. I originally recorded a massive amount of material and decided on the 20 tracks that I wanted on the album over a year ago. But when I was mixing and going through all of the songs, there were so many that I loved, I couldn't resist. I had to throw in something extra on the second half. The 2020 Experience is already hailed by critics as one of the year's best albums and has seen a massive US and international success. Timberlake, who also appears in two films this year, Runner Runner with Ben Affleck, about the wonderfully exciting world of internet poker. Later this year, he will also appear in the film Inside Llewellyn Davis, directed by the Coen brothers. It is the story of the New York folk scene circa 1961, more or less a fictional homage to Bob Dylan. Everything you should know about Justin. Justin Randall Timberlake was born in Memphis, Tennessee on January 31, 1981. His father was a choir director for a local Baptist church, and his grandfather, Charles L. Timberlake, was a Baptist minister. Justin spent his childhood in Millington, a small town just north of Memphis. His parents divorced when he was 5 years old. Justin has always been very close to his mother, who now runs an entertainment company called Justin Time Entertainment. Justin's first official performance came in 1993, when he was only 12. His debut on the Disney stage proved to be a major turning point in both his professional and personal life. This was the time when he met Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and also JC Chassez, his future bandmate in NSYNC. When his Mickey Mouse Club appearances came to an end in 1995, Justin asked JC Chassez if he would like to take part in a new all-boys singing band that his buddy Lou Pearlman was putting together with musician Chris Kirkpatrick. Joey Fatone and Lance Bass were the other members of the band, which soon came to be known as NSYNC. They released their first single in 1996. Once they got going, it seemed as though NSYNC were unstoppable. In 2000, they released the fastest-selling album of all time, called No Strings Attached. In 2002, however, the demands of fame became to take their toll, and the group decided to take a break from their exhausting schedule. At this point, Justin began to think about pursuing a solo career and started working on his first solo album. After many long, hard months working on his new album, which was eventually called Justified, Justin performed at the 2002 MTV Video Music Awards, where he launched his first solo single, Like I Love You. Justin's new musical style was very different from the kind of music he had performed in his NSYNC days. Justin's first solo album entered the Billboard 200 chart at number 2 and sold nearly 500,000 copies in the first week. Justin also tried his hand at acting. He already enjoyed a few cameo roles during his early singing career, and he was keen to develop his acting skills. Since then, he's appeared in several movies. As well as singing and acting, Justin found time to launch his own clothing line called William Rast. In the same year, he also launched his own record company, JT Records. Despite his professional success, Justin's private life didn't seem to be so happy until he eventually married Jessica Biel in 2012. His most famous romance was with fellow superstar pop singer Britney Spears, whom he'd first met back in 1993, on the stage of the Mickey Mouse Club. Justin and Britney were engaged and wanted to get married, but in 2002, their love came to a sudden end. After splitting up with Britney, he dated a string of high-profile ladies. Justin and Cameron Diaz got together after meeting at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards in April 2003. The romance lasted 3 years, ending in 2006. Later, he was rumoured to be dating another Hollywood actress, Scarlett Johansson. In January 2007, Timberlake began dating actress Jessica Biel. They separated in March 2011, but he later proposed to her in the mountains of Jackson, Wyoming in December. The couple got married on October 19, 2012, at the Borgo Egnazia Resort in Fasano, Italy.